It's showtime, folks!
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling at you down on the last Sin City Radio show of 2016. Got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, dog?
We chilling. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. We done made it through a whole year. Whole motherfucking year. Hey, this had to be, I got to say, by far, this part is one of the most exciting years that we done had doing this radio show. And I mean, don't get me wrong, we done had some fun times, but this shit was kind of a little bit just like off the chain. We were just getting it in.
We had some good interviews. Actually, it was a good year, but let me say this. Take a look at your own air. I fucked it up. All right, y'all, check this out. We already going to have some technical difficulties in the future. So if the show cuts off, let me apologize right now. But it's my fault, so... You see that, man?
No.
11 minutes.
But nevertheless, we got some people calling, man. Oh shit! I see what y'all calling. What's happening?
What's going down, fellas? Happy New Year, Sin City.
Hello.
She said Happy New Year.
How's it going, Janine?
Good.
Well, I figure I'll say it now just in case I don't talk to none of y'all on the New Year.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm. Just in case.
Okay. We got another caller calling now. Caller, what's happening? Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up? Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hello.
We chilling. I guess she don't want to say her name, so Beauty, welcome to the show.
What's up?
Not much. Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, dog, so what you said? We only got 11 minutes on the air?
Man, we gonna go until they cut us off, man. I'm gonna try to go in and fix it. Give me a couple seconds.
Okay. All right, y'all, check this out, man. We had, this was probably one of the wildest years that we've had on the show. I mean, we didn't, man, we covered plenty of ground. We talked to plenty of people. We did plenty of things. Now, I'm just going to throw out some names. And, you know, we got to get our honest opinion of them. Okay? All right, I'm gonna start with you, Janine. I'm gonna start with your favorite, Stacey Brookside, Big Game, Stacey Brookside.
Fuck Stacey.
Oh,
you already
man,
know.
That.
You ain't ever gonna be
well,
on
know,
my
I,
friend list.
I know. He got kind of heated at towards the end of the interview. But now, what I can say is this: I can say that, you know, it was a lot of allegations that was dealt his way, a lot of them. And I mean, to a certain extent, I do feel like he cleared them up. But then the thing that got me, and like I said, off the air, and I said on the air. So everybody that did all that talking, everybody that was like, oh, I can't wait to listen, I can't wait till he get on that, is that another? Nobody said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said nothing negative to that man on air. Now, my inbox had blew the fuck up. But nobody said nothing negative to him. So,
well, I ain't get to ask my question anyway, so.
Okay, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I mean, I still think, nevertheless, I think we did have a little fun with that. Now, I mean, okay, we did. Let's see, you know, and I got to give shouts out to Siobhan the King.
Siobhan the King, that's my girl.
Right, she. I mean, you know, she was one of the first people to come on here and do an interview. And it was funny because, you know, I initially, when I first met her, you know, I sent a message and asked her, you know, could we meet? And, you know, I went to Gary and I was like, you know, we can sit down and have breakfast and talk about the show. And I swear she looked like she had a pistol waiting on me. And I mean, she was looking like, motherfucker, hey, thanks for no bullshit. But she wound up being one of the nicest people I ever met. And, I mean, she's been, like, you know, she's, like, real helpful. She's been instrumental in helping me. I'm doing a lot of things, you know, behind the scenes, a lot of things that, you know, I kick a lot of ideas to her, and she kicked me some back. And, you know, she's been, like, a real friend, you know. And
that's
I'm like,
exactly
man,
how
you know?
Siobhan is. I knew her for years. She's exactly just like that. And she probably did have a pistol weight. Knowing her.
Yeah, I think she did have a pistol. I think she did have every intent on shooting me up out of DC.
Yeah, I knew her about 14 years we knew each other.
It was crazy. It was crazy. You know, then we can't forget when we had CCA on. Oh my God. It was like 100 people talking that day, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one was rough.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, we only can do one thing, y'all, and that's get better. You know, I mean, I believe we had a great year. We did a lot of things. We had a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, like I said, can't do nothing but get better. But now, I know, Beauty. You knew. You know. You probably ain't listened to the show. We're gonna have to archive some of these shows so you can go back and listen to them. But
mm-hmm.
I wanna ask my man Timer. You there?
Yeah. What up?
Okay, man. If you had to pick a show, one show out of the whole year, wildest show we ever done, which one would it be?
Damn, the whole year?
Wildest show.
I would have to go with the CCA show.
Okay. Why would you pick that
totally,
one? Though?
It was totally out of hand. I'm talking about the one with Stacy.
Okay. So you think that was?
It was out of pocket, man. I mean, it was crazy. It was good. But I also like the Samuel shows too, though. He also was a good interviewer.
Yeah, till you blasted me on Facebook talking about getting people what they want. You ain't giving the people what they want. I could have kicked his ass for that one. But shout out to my man Samuel. Hey, that was a guy. He go hard. Like I said, I fucks with him. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Get mad, do what you want, say what you want, act how you want. You ain't gonna whoop my ass, so fuck it.
All right, let me put this out here. Let me put this out here before we go any further. All right, at some point in time, the show will cut off, okay? But at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, you call back in. Show will continue. We're going to lose it for about a minute. So everybody just call back in at 8:59 Central Standard Time. All right, go ahead, man.
I don't know what he been smoking today. He just smoked that fucking voice.
Man.
I want people to say, them motherfuckers just hung up on me. I don't want people to say that, man.
Yeah.
That's why I'm putting it out there now, man.
I think your engineer drunk today.
I don't know what the fuck wrong with him, man.
He celebrated the new year early.
Man, early.
Well, it's so hard to find good help. For the salary that we paying them, we got to keep them.
Damn right.
Yeah,
too many motherfuckers going to work on what I make.
Right.
Yeah, I guess you pay what you pay for.
Yeah, I got to give. Yeah, there you go, Wick. You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
God damn. Janine, what about you? What wildest show you think?
I think it was Samuel Holloway. Mm-hmm. I believe all of his were wild. I can't tell which one was wilder than the other.
Okay. Sam's shows was a little. Yeah, fuck that. Sam's shows was wild as fuck. I mean, Sam's shows was wild as fuck. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Sam brought it. But now, if you ask me, like I say, just my opinion, I think thus far the wildest show was when they had Renegade Seth. When we had Renegade, I said, babe, like, I don't even know who the fuck these people are. I ain't part of the show. When we had Renegade Seth on, I think that was the wildest show. Now, why? Is because it started, because remember, he didn't too many people get a chance to say anything to him. So, you know, that right there in itself kind of egged at people. But then when they got a chance, oh my God, they just went crazy. And not only that, then it kind of like ventured off into old boy when he got to talking about he was fucking old girl. And it just, that show just took a whole new turn. It was just like, wait a minute, huh? You mad because I put that, you put this dick on that way and I ain't pay you back and this, that, and the other. Wait a minute. Where the hell did that come from? I mean, that show just kind of spiraled. But you know what? It was good though, because I mean, it was just like it just spiraled off into all type of different shit. So I would put my money on that one. I mean, it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Sam shows was gonna do what they was gonna do. I mean, come on, Sam shows was gonna do numbers regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, but we also had a great show with Hit True Faith, you know. I mean, him and that Freddie Gibbs thing, that kind of opened up, you know, a lot of people was wondering what was going on with that. And, you know, why him and the old boy ain't rocking no more. And then, it kind of, I do believe that show mended a lot of fences. Especially mm-hmm. with, like, some of the artists, a lot of the artists that surround Gary. Because a lot of them wasn't fucking with each other no more, because it was like it got so divided. So you remember a lot of people was like, well, you know, it was a big misunderstanding with this, that, and the other. So, you know, I think that kind of helped a lot. And I mean, I think, you know, I was told that our show, we're nothing but shit starters. We're nothing but troublemakers.
Mm.
And we all have said all that we're shit starters and troublemakers. Fuck y'all. So, I mean, how do we start it? I mean, now, yeah, I will go on record to say I did ask Samuel to come on the show. I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Man had a book out. The man was speaking his piece. Yeah, I let him come on the show. Now, everybody else that came on that show afterwards, I didn't reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
They all asked to come on there to speak their piece. So with that being said, how did we start?
Exactly. That was already going on. Shit. You just, you know, brought it out on the air. That's all.
Hey, that book was out long before Sin City. Well, I think the book probably came out around the time Sin City started.
Sin City did their job as part of the media.
Mm-hmm.
You did your job.
Talking about that book in my job.
So if people don't like it, they can kiss my ass.
And what'd he say? You can kiss mine after that. You know, because, I mean, we pretty much, you know, I think we pretty much did. I think we pretty much been doing our job. You know.
People don't like it, change the Constitution. Freedom of speech.
Right. And another little Sin City PSA. You know, I know a lot of people that, and I know we ruffled a lot of feathers this year. I know we did. I know a lot of people mad at us. You know, a lot of people, you know, I didn't have to. I mean, I heard it all. I mean, this is Sin City, so I say what the fuck I want to say. I mean, I had inboxes. Man, I don't know why you got that bag on the show. Fuck you, this, that, the other. Pump my fire. I even had a couple of threats. Now, with that being said.
Oh, the preacher, too.
Oh, forgot about the preach. Yeah. He was more at you than me. You was nothing but a heathen.
Who was?
You. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that close to him. He probably went through holy water on our ass.
Or vodka. Yeah, he was pretty hot at you. I mean, he was hot as me too. He was hot as me too, but I mean, look at people. It's a radio show. We're Shock Radio. That's all. We have to have fun. We have to have a good time. That's all we do. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing else. I mean, don't take what we say personal. You know what I'm saying? One minute we talking about this issue, next minute somebody talking about a threesome. Don't take what we say personal. Now, if you get upset over what we say, man, I mean, maybe it's some truth to it.
I mean, I didn't understand because what is you listening for? I mean, I don't understand. Why would you be listening to this type of song? Yeah. If you don't agree with anybody, if you don't agree with what's being said, we curse too much, we nasty, whatever you feel, why are you listening?
You know why he was listening. You know why he was listening.
I know.
Yeah, got caught jacking off. Then he wanted, now he want to go at a, you know what, let me stop. Let me stop. I said I would leave that pooch alone.
Come on out the closet.
That's what happened. He got caught in the closet.
Should have had a lock on the door.
Right, next time put a lock on the door, motherfucker.
Bastard.
Yeah, we going to hell for this one.
Oh, well. Plus the other 99 right. We done did.
Right.
What's another one?
Right. Hey, what was that Snickers commercial? Ooh, you saw that? It's going away for a while. we all know Judgment Day is gonna be a motherfucker.
Oh yeah. Well, for gonna say what a start on me. I don't like man wherever.
But you made it worse. You was talking about me. You told that preacher a new asshole. He was talking about he was fucking the women in the church. Like, come on, sister. They were, you know, he got them sucking they dick. You remember that?
No, that was, wait a minute. I just reported what I read. But now, hold on. We can't forget about our man, Kenny. You know, Kenny used to come on early in the year.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody remember Kenny? One of them old IVH, shout out to Ivanhoe, IVHOG, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he told Father Time a new asshole too that one time.
That was a good one. What do you call him, Uncle Tom? Oh, wow. I forgot all about that one. And then Father Time was pissed.
Man, hold on, man. Let me see. Oh, man, do we got Sam on the line somewhere? Sam, that's you. I'm trying to see if I can find him. I thought we had Sam on the line. Maybe not. He probably can't call back in until, what is it? Call back in at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Well,
this is like 6 more minutes.
All right. Yeah, that one right there. That one right there. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that you was on time on that because, I mean, your belief is your belief, but, I mean, he really did have some points going in on you.
Man, I ain't tripping on dude.
Oh,
I mean, we can go back to, all right, who remember their favorite caller? My favorite caller, out of all the years we've been doing this show, was the Rev. Me and the Rev had some great-ass chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I hate she don't call no more, but we had some great-ass chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
She will always be my all-time favorite caller. Who else got a favorite caller?
I'm gonna just go out there and say it. One of the longest winded motherfuckers we ever had is Bushwick Bill.
Thank you.
No, not you.
I know who you're talking about. That was a great interview though. That man got some knowledge. He was speaking some real.
That motherfucker won't shut the fuck up.
But he was speaking some real,
what
though.
Yeah, he was saying.
Shit, he need to be thanking us. Shit, we got his ass a shot of ass.
Oh.
We all know.
You know, she said, oh.
What's your name? That did not happen. No, it was not me. And I know who it was, but I still don't think it happened.
I believe we did.
That encounter.
Why would you invite a motherfucker to your crib that late? And he a star.
Mm-hmm. Hell no, it wasn't me.
It sure went for tea and crumpets.
I mean, think about this.
Said damn show up for tea and crumpets.
Think about this. That motherfucker, he here from out of town. He's only here for one night.
Mm-hmm. One night?
You invite this motherfucker
over
about midnight.
Man, that motherfucker was here a year. You hear me? Motherfucker got time putting up with him. Yeah.
He stayed a year? Damn.
Man, that motherfucker was between here, Gary, and Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Motherfucker got time. Motherfucker, hey, come on. Somebody, get this motherfucker out of here.
All right, we need everybody to hang up and call back. Sorry, y'all. It's on me. But it is what it is.
All right, y'all. Just hang up and call right back. We can start it over again.
All right.
All right.
Bye.